Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Speaking of the bed, not like that, though. And I have never disagreed with science more, I'd like to point out. But if you don't like making your bed in the morning, you'll be happy to know that science says you really shouldn't do that anyway.
What?
Yeah.
Okay,
why not?
I gotta hear this.
Yeah, you got Polly.
Polly's a bed maker. You're a bed maker.
I cannot get into an unmade bed.
Why would you?
It's unnatural.
It's unsanitary to leave it unmade. What's the matter with you people leaving your bed unmade like that?
Why is it unsanitary?
I shouldn't say unsanitary,
but
it just looks untidy. Like,
it does
why?
It look untidy.
Tidy it up.
I agree. Yep.
You finished with that. You tell your kid all the time, right? You finished with that toy picking up off the floor. So why do you leave the bed in a big heaping mess? Ask yourself that. Anyway.
My bed is sometimes made, sometimes not. It's like at all different hours, but I do make it before I get in, even if it's not been made all day or it's been made
and then
undone again. Because my kid wants to cuddle in there and read books. And sometimes if it's rainy, we're going to watch a movie in bed all day. And so I love that coziness that that's what we like to do. But then sometimes it's been made, unmade. But before I get into it at night, I would like for it to definitely be made.
That's ridiculous. You make it before you get into it and unmake it in your sleep?
Yes. Yeah.
Reason number 3,649, you make no sense to me.
Okay.
The reason scientists say you should not make your bed anyway is because there are more than 1 million microscopic insects living in your bed at all times.
I don't want to do this.
I know.
No,
they're called dust mites.
I saw this on an Oprah episode 20 years ago. Please, no.
No, it's true.
Polly admits to watching Oprah.
So do you.
Turn in your man card at the door, pal.
No, I think you've got the story.
Oh, that's right.
The story was that his girlfriend was watching Oprah.
On tape.
He wanted the sexy time, and she wouldn't press pause on the VCR to give him the sexy time. That's how that story
goes. That's the best moment in the history.
You even could have let the tape run out and then rewind it because, it's on tape.
Maybe she was tired of you being so persnickety about the bed being made all the time.
The dust mites, we could have gone and unmade it. The dust mites feed off of human skin cells and they require a warm, damp atmosphere in which to survive. So if we make the bed immediately after sleeping when we warm up the bed, the dust mites have the perfect environment to survive.
But it doesn't stay warm all day. It's cool.
Yeah, but they get in there and then they eat
so.
Your skin.
Doesn't take long for them to reproduce and have their good old time in your
gross.
Warm, sweaty sheets.
Well, Farwell, at least somebody was getting action in your sheets, the bug mites.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.